in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stabler, and out on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. How's everybody doing? How'd your weekend go, John?
I was up in Dallas over the weekend, went to a little symposium up there, met and talked with people I'd known before and some I've never known before. But it was
What kind of symposium?
Well, it was a very interesting mix. I went up there to see a couple of talk show hosts that are on this network. Tommy Cryer, he was the one that beat the snot out of the IRS. They were talking about taxes and, of course, mortgages and IRS. And all those fun little topics.
All the fun things. Was there dancing, too?
Yeah.
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 And I gotcha.
I'm looking at this, and I'm just picked up a lot of good information, a lot of books. I like books that explain how things really work. And one of the books I picked up was How the World Really Works. And
it's by who wrote that?
Alan B. Jones, and it's really a compilation of everybody else's work. Rather than this guy doing a book, doing the cut and paste, you know, there's only so much valuable, credible information that is
regurgitated, recycled. Yeah,
exactly. So this guy does a book, and he attributes where he gets the book, the information from the books, and he's got it spelled out in detail. I'm going to offer this book on the network as soon as I can find out how much I got to pay for it and what I got to set the price at. But it's a good compilation of where we are today and the reasons why. See this?
So he gives a nice little expose of the money
nice
game.
Nice little package.
Oh, yeah.
And it does boil down to the money. Yeah, always follow the money.
Right. That's where the bow, little red bow is.
That's right. That's, that little thing under your Christmas tree, that's right. That's where the money's at. At any rate, markets today, not good. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 216 points. NASDAQ down 52. By the way, the Dow Jones.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Hey, the Dow Jones finally went below the 13,000 mark. And many people, James, have said that the Dow Jones Industrial Average should be valued out at about 8,000, maybe 7,500. So we got a little ways to go on that market correction. The United States dollar against all the other currencies are still down. I am shocked.
You see the thing about OPEC? They don't want to use cash. They don't want to use dollars anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at that and I went, ooh. That's a big move that, you know, the Iranian president said on OPEC's members, you know, have expressed interest in converting their cash reserves into currency rather than the depreciating U.S. dollar, which, quote, is a worthless piece of paper.
Bingo. and what were the...
I wonder if he really wanted to use that word instead of something else.
And what are the Wall Street boys cheering for today? Helicopter Ben, our dear Mr. Bernanke, head of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in light of the economy, now they're saying that it's heading into a recession. So in order to stave that off, we need you to cut prime lending rates, which is only going to add fuel to the inflationary pyre that's already burning at 12% and going even higher.
Thanks, Mr. Bernanke, for helping out.
Well, thank you to the International Monetary System and its member banks here inside this country. We are in a fix. We'll be right back to explain more about it right after this.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Wall Street Boys, let me get to the stories here so I can be accurate here. they just want the Fed to just reduce the prime lending rate just a little bit more. And if they do that, that's going to stave off the recession here in this country. Because that's going to make money cheaper, you know, for borrowing and purposes like that. There's only one problem. When you're dealing with a dollar that's only worth about 2 cents, mm-hmm. if you lower the prime rate and flood more money into the market, what does that do for the dollar that's only worth 2 cents?
Well, exactly.
It's already next to nothing. It'll make it completely valueless.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a quandary right now, and there is no way out for them. That is the important point. There's no way out for them. This has come home to roost. They're looking at it. They don't know what to do about it. And folks, I don't sugarcoat stuff, but I'm going to tell you this: if we make it through this year, watch out for 2008. Now the
right. I have no idea what 2008 is going to bring except more chaos. That I know for sure.
Well, they've been in flat denial for a year and a half that we're in a recession.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have lied about the inflation rate, said that it's below 3%, when it's actually 11.5% now, maybe up to 12%. And all we have to do is look at the foreign markets and what's happening with their inflation rates. It's exactly the same. It's running at about 12%. And now we have the OPEC boys, the people with real commodity oil out there, that they know that that's our life's blood. And they're saying to us, look, we're holding a bunch of your paper here, these bonds and treasuries.
And now we're not worth a damn thing. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, and you want to send me a check via Federal Reserve notes. We know we're not worth a damn dime. I mean, two cents. 2 cents
yeah,
on the dollar.
Yeah, with that going on and us going into the holiday season where everybody's going to blow a bunch of cash that they don't have on credit cards, come January,
Yeah, I mean, it's
scary for people.
It is. And, you know, James, they say the timing is everything. We couldn't come to the marketplace with this idea at any better time. Because what is happening is the illusion is ending.
That's right.
The play is over. The house lights are coming up. And you're going to see exactly what the heck's going on around you.
Who's been behind the curtain?
That's right.
I mean, I was having dinner with somebody from a producer from E! And somebody from The Insider last night. I was talking to showbiz people. And they said, what have you been doing? And I said, you know, I'm doing this talk show. And then when we got into the subject matter about, you know, the spending, what the dollar is worth and all that. And then everything got really quiet. Because they know what I was saying was right on. Because one of the people that was there was a mortgage broker at Wells Fargo Bank. And he didn't even – I mean, I know this guy's a personal friend, and he didn't even want to disclose to me what was really going on with all the mortgages and everything in Southern California. Let alone anything else.
Well, congratulations.
And I was giving, you know, yeah, exactly.
You became the E.F. Hutt in the lunch group there.
Right. That's
you
right.
You start opening up your mouth, everybody shut up. Because
Because
they know something very scary is on the horizon, but where are they going to get their information as to how bad the situation really is?
That's right.
Now, there's mixed messages out there in the marketplace. I mean, real mixed messages. In other words, we're lying and we need to tell another lie to cover our original lie up. And, well, wait a minute, we've got to make some corrections, you know, so we'll lie again. Well, it's coming home to roost here. Stocks in the U.S. retreat after Goldman says sell Citigroup stock. Sell it. It's a sell. It's not a buy. It's a sell.
Yeah.
Now,
big sell.
Yeah, big sell. In other words, we're going to have a fire sale.
Liquidate immediately. Right.
And the reason is that Citigroup was downgraded to sell, but the lenders' write-downs of collateralized debt obligations, and that's the CDOs we talk about, may total $15 billion over the next two quarters. That's the tip that they had to leave at dinner, $15 billion. The mark is much, much higher. How much higher? We can only speculate, but we can tell you it's a heck of a lot higher than $15 billion. When you've got $500 trillion out there in derivatives and nobody is checking each other's books, they're in a panic.
Yeah.
They are flat out in a panic. So you got
right. It's going to be the lies over the next 2 months are probably going to be so I can't even imagine because they're going to want everybody to spend over the holiday season, and then everybody knows it's bad instinctively out there. It's a real mess.
Well, and the reason why the sell-off on the market today, and the stocks anyhow, is the Fed won't cut the rates next month. Now, we've said, and we knew about the Fed rate coming from Bernanke, Mr. Helicopter Ben, back in September. We knew about that one. And then we speculated that there would have to be another Fed rate cut to stave off, and especially around the holidays, folks. I mean, we want people out there buying gifts, Chinese-made goods, and everything else. So the speculation was that on December 11th, that the Fed was going to cut the rate again, maybe another 25 basis points. Well, the word came back from the Fed that, well, we're reconsidering the position of cutting Fed rates on December 11th, and, well, maybe, but maybe not. Well, that was enough.
God, another one of those.
Another one of those.
Another maybe, maybe not.
Well, see, James, people have to understand not getting a direct answer and a maybe, maybe not answer is because they don't know.
Right.
They're whistling. They're walking through the graveyard right now, whistling, hoping that the boogeyman is going to get them.
Graveyard. Right.
And hoping that,
is right.
Yeah, and hoping that the zombies don't come out of the graves and eat them alive.
Right.
They're very, very scared. But, you know, I watch this, and I watch the people out there that want to keep the happy face and keep everything strong and keep everybody exchanging money. Mm-hmm. And it's just not happening.
Deep denial.
Well,
deep denial.
I'll tell you how deep it is. There is a group of economic people, and I don't know what business economics they studied. It's the National mm-hmm. Association for Business Economics. They said that the United States will slip into a recession almost doubled over the last 2 months, according to a survey. But they're saying that the recession in the U.S., it's increasingly likely next year. Wait a minute. We're already
increasingly likely.
Yeah. Maybe,
who are the writers to get approval for all this stuff? I'm just like,
bad. They write the bull crap themselves, and then they throw it out on the table and smile politely and hope you buy
it. And then smear jelly on it and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's sugarcoat this turd and see if people will eat it.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what they do.
It's exactly right. Right fresh off the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. So, we look at things that are actually tracing and tracking how well this economy is doing. And I'll tell you what, all the indicators are saying, that's what they're saying. Now, that's not scientific, but that is the straight skinny. It is in the proverbial tubes. It's going down the tubes. So for those
of you that actually know this, you're starting to believe it now, you're starting to see it, you're seeing it in all the papers, John's been saying this for a long, long, long time. So for those of you that have the credit card issues and you're ready to make the change, because if you don't make the change is going to happen on you and it's not going to be for you. It will be against you. So for this time in your life, it's time for you to seriously consider beginning this and following through with it and getting it done. The number to call live with somebody standing by to take your order is 877-331-0626. Again, if some of you that are listening have not heard of this before, and some of this is new information, because I know we're growing a lot out there in Florida. Hello, Florida. I think the guy's name is called in Fernando. Mm-hmm. Hello, Fernando out there. Please, if you want to understand how it works, you can call, or excuse me, you can go back and listen to the November 1st show we had. Where we had Brad Daly on explaining it, what you can do for your financial future, or you may call 888-213-7655, and that'll give you an overview. I know John played that on Friday. You can listen to Friday's show too if you prefer. But you've got to. If you don't, you can't do anything if you don't understand what's happening. Number one, and number what kind of change that you need to make in your mind as well as in your spirit and everything, and get it done. Do it.
You know, I am just amazed. You know, this is another kind of sort of maybe not kind of deal. Commercial paper outstanding. Okay, now these are these collateralized debt obligations.
Mm-hmm.
Fell over $3.5 billion for the week ending the 14th of this month, after having fallen almost $16 billion the prior week. Asset-backed commercial paper fell over $500 million versus $29.5 billion fall the prior week. Now, mm-hmm. the commercial paper was $1.862 trillion versus the $1.866 trillion, and there was an outstanding on the ABCP of about $853 billion. Now, let's boil all this down to what the economists are saying. Now. And here again, it's a maybe, maybe not. Most economists believe that the credit crisis is only about half over.
While,
now, while 25% believe
it's half over.
It's half over.
It's great.
It's like you're half cooked.
Yeah.
While 25% believe that it's still in the early stages, and 15% believe that it's almost over. Now, 28% said the credit crunch is the biggest downside risk, 30% cited housing, and 16% cited oil. 80% said the housing crisis would spill into consumer spending. Well, you haven't even begun to see the amount of write-downs or losses at the banks.
Right.
You haven't even started to see that proverbial tip of the iceberg. Yeah. Most of it's underwater. Yeah, the iceberg shall rise. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
So,
I love the quote that Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said on Sunday when they were talking about the oil issues. The empire of the dollar has to end. And I look at that. It's already over. It's like, he's putting it nicely. He's putting it nicely. He thinks it's still going to keep going.
Well, and you know what Hugo's sitting on, don't you? They just discovered more oil reserves around Venezuela and down in that neck of the woods.
Right.
It makes what the Saudis are holding right now pale by comparison. Now, it's true, what we get out of the Middle East is a higher-grade crude. That's what they term a light, sweet crude, which requires less refining. But if we're talking peak oil, we've pumped all the oil out of the ground, and now we're on the downward slide of that. No, now we're going to get into the heavy crude, which requires a little bit more tweaking, a little bit more refining, just as good of a product in the end result. And guess what he's sitting on? A crap load of this stuff.
Yep. He's going, wow, my this term's going to be great for me. I'm going to do really good. I'm going to be filthy, filthy rich.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, in these OPEC countries, they're saying, oh, geez, we want to deal with you, but we want gold, or give it to us in euros.
Yeah, euros is the way it's going to be usually. So it looks like he wants that.
Yeah, so here's the deal. You sell dollars to buy the euros, you've already lost coming straight out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a good thing. See, this entire planet has been set up on the Bretton Woods Agreement. Everything was supposed to follow the U.S. dollar, and everything mm-hmm. was hunky-dory as long as they didn't kill it too much. Well, they strangled the thing. It's in intensive care right now, getting ready for the morgue and the autopsy. And people are backing off of this thing. And I'll tell you what, you want to see some nervous people? Just watch the banks right now. Just watch the economists. When you can find one that is that likes to sleep at night without the aid of knockout pills, extremely, extremely nervous people.
Medicated Valium every night.
Well, worse than that. I mean, we're talking horse trank time here.
Yeah.
So
dart in there.
I mean, all you have to do is just take a look at the indicators out there. You know, what people are spending money on and what they're not. And all the stuff that we would consider that we would use for disposable income, everything is falling off the face of the planet. And one of the indicators is like for like Lowe's or Home Depot, how many people are going in there and buying carpet and tile and doing the fix up and all this stuff.
Yes, I know. You that brings a whole new level to the term, flip that house.
Well,
you know, when you invest all that money in there, and then you know what you think you're going to make and isn't really what you're making at all.
Well, and in these box stores for home improvement, I mean, they have cut down on the number of personnel that they have, and I've made this statement before. Especially with a place like Home Depot. I mean, you used to be able to go in there and somebody be standing there, you know, that had 50 years of wisdom because the guy used to run the hardware store.
Those days are long over.
Yeah, and he carried a half a million items, little tiny nuts and bolts and washers, and he knew what everything belonged to and how it worked and what you needed mm-hmm. in conjunction with and all that other stuff. Well, these are the people that they initially brought into these box stores for the customers, so they mm-hmm. could come in and get some good advice and not make too many mistakes and not have the return desk full all the time. And it was great stuff. People be standing around smiling nicely with their hands folded behind their back. Can I help you? These people are long gone. And now
they're college graduates with credit card debt, and they don't know anything that's going on. Their hair is colored green, and they're chewing tobacco.
Well, and now when you walk in there, it used to be that the customers outnumbered the amount of employees they had waiting to help you to fill up your basket so you go through the checkout. Now you walk in there, you don't see any employees, but more importantly, you don't see any customers either.
Right.
I mean, it's like a ghost store. You know, mm-hmm. I visited that we have two Home Depots and two Lowe's just within a 15-mile area down here in Central Texas. And I mm-hmm. walked in that place and, oh, my God, I thought the store was closed and I forgot to lock the doors.
Oh, hey, it's even happening here in Beverly Hills. I was with this actor walking down Rodeo Drive. He's getting booked on some big, huge commercial, and he's going into Brioni, right? So he walks into Brioni and there you can hear a pin drop because nobody's spending any money.
Yep.
Nobody spends any money. There's nothing. Everybody's walking down the street, but nothing. Nobody's spending anything. So we just get mobbed by four people, and it's the suits are very expensive there, and nobody's spending because we went down the street into other stores, and people, if they are spending and they don't have the money, it's going on the cards.
Mm-hmm. Now these are the wannabes. Now we do have some filthy rich people in Hollywood.
Yes.
But we're talking about the wannabes, not the has-beens,
right.
But the wannabes. Now, there's a difference
mm-hmm.
between being a has-been and a wannabe. A wannabe has never got there. He wants to be there. A has-been is a guy that was there and ain't there no more.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what you see in a lot of the streets out in Hollywood are the wannabes. And then they
yep.
buy the newest trendy stuff, and they put it on.
Yeah, because they think that's what's going to get them there.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And then what they don't realize is that that's like a small part of it, but that's definitely not going to work. Yeah.
Well, and the way it always goes, those that achieve have the money. They make the rules. Those that want to come in and play, well, you got to at least look the part. So whip out that MasterCard.
Yeah, you got it.
Charge it up, baby. All right.
There you go.
We'll take the break. We'll come back. We'll take some phone calls, 800-313-9443, right after this bottom of the hour break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
You want to have some fun a little bit later, James?
Yeah. I'm always up for that.
From our friends over at Trinity Farms, just in case your friends ask why they might want to support Ron Paul to the max. By the way, I was in municipal court this morning over a traffic ticket. I'm sitting next to a...
I apologize in advance.
For what?
Having to go through that.
Oh, I had fun. There was 50 people in that courtroom, and I was telling them exactly what they were there for and how they were going to get the shaft. But aside from that, I'm sitting there reading a magazine with Ron Paul on the cover, and the guy sitting next to me works at Dell. He looks at me, and he says, Ron Paul, what do you think of that guy? Well, I'm going to give you the reasons why I think of what I think of him here in a few moments, but first let's go to the phones. Thanks for holding. Jerry in South Carolina. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi. Is it going to rain down there anytime soon?
I tell you, we had one little shower about a couple of days ago, and that was it. It rained overnight, and it's real bad. We haven't had any substantial rain in about 3-4 months now.
Well, the good news on that front is, and that's a tongue-in-cheek joke there, that there's a cold front moving through, and wintertime is here, so when those cold fronts start blowing through the Carolinas and Georgia, you guys will be getting some rain.
I hope so. We need every bit of it we can get.
Well, what's on your mind today, Jerry?
Well, I was listening to your show today, and I was listening to how you were saying that what 2008 may hold for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to do was actually talk to your the listening audience out there and let them know about these executive orders. An executive order is where it's like an end run around the Congress and Senate by the president. And he writes up whatever he wants to write up. And if it's not challenged by the Congress, Senate, or the American people in 60 or 90 days, I think, it actually becomes law.
Right.
That's right.
And if you could just bear with me, I'm going to run through this. And if the people out there, if you can grab a pen or pencil real quick and jot these numbers down, I'm reading it right off of their own website, what these presidents have done since FDR. Okay, Executive Order 12148, FEMA national security emergency such as national disaster, social unrest, insurrection, or, get this is what you guys are talking about, national financial crisis.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, this is where it gets real scary at. Okay, 10995 provides for the seizure of all communications, media in the United States. That means internet, TV, radio, any type of communications, they can just, boom.
That's what they just did, Musharraf did in Pakistan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, mm-hmm. 10997 provides for the seizure of all electrical power, petroleum, gas, fuels, and minerals, both public and private. 10998 provides for the seizure of all food supplies and resources, public and private. That means they could kick in your door, and if you have any food stored up there, they can seize it. If you don't have any weapons to protect your food and your family.
Right.
And all farmlands and equipment. 10999 provides for the seizure of all means of transportation, including personal cars. That means they could take your car or your truck or your motorcycle without, and you better not say nothing about it. Trucks or vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, and waterways.
And by the way, a little caveat there. That's why the state holds the title of your car, and you only get the certificate.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Exactly right.
The state owns it.
11,000. It gets even scarier. Provides for the seizure of all American people for workforces under federal supervision, including splitting up of families if the government has to. I'm reading this right off of their website, word for word. I'm not making this up.
Right.
11, if that don't make your hair stand on end, nothing will. 11001 provides for the government seizure of all health, education, and welfare functions. 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons under this order. You would report to your local post office
That's right.
Be separated and assigned to a new area. Here is where families would be separated.
And you just thought they were there to sell you stamps and deliver the mail.
Exactly.
Well, here's my question for you. What are you going to do?
Let me
How many more of these do you have to go?
Okay, 11,003 provides for the government to take over all airports, aircraft, commercial, public, private. 11,004 provides for the Housing and Finance Authority to designate areas to be abandoned and establish new locations for populations. And that's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
But they can.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
It's over. I know. We know.
Well, and the contingency plan has been laid down for quite a while because I'll tell you what, we're not the brainiacs of the planet. We're not the first ones to tell people about the fiat money system, the credit card fraud, and everything else. So these provisions had to be put in there, and the reason why they were being put in there, and the reason why they're gaming here for the 5-year gameplay exercise for terrorist attacks and major disasters. Do I still have the caller? Jerry is gone.
Hello?
There you are. Okay, I heard a buzz on the line.
Hey, ever since I called in to a few shows on your network, I think my phone's being tapped.
Well, it's only Big Brother, and they're only here to help you. Relax.
Yeah, that's right. Sit back, enjoy it.
But anyhow.
What is your suggestion? You said, what am I going to do about it? You know,
Look. This is action-oriented radio. We can sit and talk all day long, but if you don't have a plan of what you're going to do for yourself and for your immediate family and friends, then that's what you need to start thinking about. I'm just curious what you're going to do.
I always say that the fecal matter is set to hit the oscillating air-moving device.
Right.
Okay, so
that's
Jerry,
the bumper sticker of tomorrow.
There you go. Jerry, what do you got in mind here to survive this deal?
The first thing, personally, I have to seek God as far as what He would have me to do, because right now this thing is so big that He's the only one I can get guidance from to really be where I'm supposed to be.
Well, and I appreciate that. I mean, I asked one somebody facetiously one day, and I was just clowning around. I was not being. You know, they had a bumper sticker on their car that said Jesus Saves, and I'm standing there reading a newspaper, and it was about the financial meltdown of the subprime mortgages, and I'm standing there reading this paper, and I looked at we were outside of a Stop and Rob, and they were doing something, and they were in earshot, and I said, oh, Jesus Saves, and they turned around, and he smiled, and I said, yep. I said, I hope he doesn't do it at Citigroup. and they looked at me. Well, my point here is that you're not supposed to eat of the forbidden tree of knowledge, but God didn't say that we're supposed to be stupid,
right.
And certainly didn't say that you should. If your government abandons the principles that have been laid out, if that happens, guess what? You don't have to obey government anymore.
Exactly.
There are immutable laws, and here's the laws. Now you decide. So what I'm saying here. Is you know, is wonderful as we are and as smart as we are and everything else, we have a choice here. We have been imbued.
That's a huge
with
choice.
Yeah, we have been imbued with intelligence, and I call it my meter, and I won't use the term that I usually use, but for lies and deceit and everything else. Well, my meter is about pegged over to the right here. But, seek your counsel, but I'm sure he's going to rely on you to use your own brains as well. Because
exactly.
He didn't create this mess.
Right.
We did.
That's true.
Yeah.
And, I'm seek him, first get spiritually prepared, then get materially prepared. If he says, leave the country. If he wants me to stay here, then I stock up on food, ammunition, things of that nature, because hungry people, they do desperate things.
That's right.
They will hurt you to get food.
That's right. I would do your first and second choice simultaneously. I would pray while I was working, my friend.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Jared, thanks for your call.
Thanks, man.
One quick thing.
Yeah.
Is it in the Bill of Rights or the Constitution where it says when the government gets out of line, that it's the responsibility of the people to run out the government, the evil government that's in there, and establish the government that they want.
That is in there, and that was in the hearts and the minds and the writings of the founding fathers, because they knew the nature of man,
right.
And they made provisions for that. When it starts to go a little funky and the government gets a little tyrannical on you, just shut it down and move it a little further west. Well, we're out of real estate, and you see what's in California right now.
Okay.
So we're just going to have to take the whole shebang back.
Hey, I enjoy it.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Speaking of
what? Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Interesting.
They knew this was coming. See, this is why this was set up.
But it adds a whole other layer of, this is real, and this is not, radio show. This is actually going on. And when you, go about your day, this is what's going on. So it's good that I'm glad he kind of brought that up.
While you're whistling through your own private graveyard, they've already made plans. And they're going to be here to help you any which way they can.
Mm-hmm. So my question is for the audience. You guys feel guilty about your debts now? Do you? After you just heard that, caller?
Only if you feel guilty about life and living life. If you don't think... If you believe in your heart of hearts that you're not worthy of life, well then, there's your answer. Hey, let me get to this list here, and I'm going to go through it quickly. And some of these are real laughers, but these are some of the reasons why you may want to support Ron Paul. He supports the Constitution.
Absolutely.
He supports the Constitution. He believe I got a list of 101 I got to whip through here. He believes in religious freedom. He has never voted for a tax increase. He is against public funding of abortion. He's against funding abortion abroad. He is against the National ID or the Real ID Act. He believes in the just war theory. He supports the right of the private property owners. He wants us out of the UN. He wants us to trade with our nations and not war with them. He is for the Second Amendment. He opposes NAIS, which NAIS is a National Animal Identification System. We don't have time to go into that. He wants to shrink the federal government, not expand it. He has no plans to start a war with Iran or anybody else.
Good.
He wants to bring our troops home. He does not belong to the CFR, that being the Council on Foreign Relations. The sister group is the roundtable in England, set up for one purpose and one purpose only, to bring about world government. He has not received campaign contributions from Rupert Murdoch like Hillary has. His running mate will most likely not have shot him in the face. He wants to end the IRS. He wants to cut spending. I mean, really cut spending. He's against eminent domain. He's against NAFTA Superhighway. He's against the North American Union, or SPP. He is against the principle of sound money. Oh, I'm sorry. He is for the principle of sound money. My bad. He is against the idea of the Amero. He is against the Federal Reserve's monopoly on monetary regulation. He's philosophically opposed to big government. He voted against the misnamed Patriot Act that stripped us of our rights.
Right.
He is for the Bill of Rights. He knows the meaning of liberty. He was only one of four people that supported Reagan in the early years before he flipped in his second term. He's been married for 50 years, which is an achievement these days unto itself. He is not married to Hillary. His supporters love him. He is a once-in-a-lifetime candidate, folks, and that's not a joke. Because his record is consistent, he is against funding the so-called war on drugs, another unsuccessful war. He is actually against funding many unsuccessful federal programs. He does not want to ruin health care by nationalizing it, like Hillary, Obama, et al. He is a student of history. He votes in accordance with the Constitution. He will not forcibly implant us or our troops with the microchips or the devices or any of the devices like that. He is the only conservative in a traditional sense that's left on this planet, at least in politics. Republicans love him because he is for small government. Democrats love him because he will end the war for oil. Libertarians love him because he wants the government out of their business. He is the only electable Republican candidate. He is against the creation of a surveillance society. He supports homeschool rights. He wants to end the corporate welfare system that is destroying our government's credibility. He tells it like it is. He is truthful. He reads. As a doctor, he is informed on the health care issues. He has not been Hannitized, as in Sean Hannity. He has the courage to speak out against what is wrong. He will be good for the economy. Freedom generally is good for the economy, by the way. He wants us out of the World Trade Organization and like organizations. The IRS is scared of this guy. He's smart enough to prefer gold over paper. He knows the term fiat currency and knows what it means. He wants to secure our borders. He favors guarding our country over policing the entire world. He opposed the war in Iraq from the beginning. He authorized the hunt for Osama bin Laden. He believes local governments are better suited to handle their own issues. He is willing to listen and reason with others. By the way, he is, believe it or not, he's a libertarian, but he's also a Christian who believes that Christ was right when he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." So he's a guy that's following his religious beliefs. He has never voted for an unbalanced budget. He has never voted for a federal restriction on gun ownership. He has never voted to raise congressional pay. He has never taken a government-paid junket. He has never voted to increase the power of the executive branch. He voted against regulating the Internet. He does not participate in the lucrative congressional pension program. He returns a portion of his annual congressional office budget to the U.S. Treasury every single year. He is, in other words, he demonstrates that he saves money. He's against selective service registration. He is against a mandatory draft. He is still not married to Hillary. He has the support of the youth. His campaign has people across the country really motivated. His supporters are enthusiastic. He is educated. He wants to apply the golden rule in government. How radical is that? He believes in freedom of speech. He believes in individual rights. He believes those rights come from the Creator. He does not move with the herd. He's delivered over 4,000 babies and actually values life. He doesn't have to act the part because he is what he is. He is the part, folks. He doesn't have to fake it. He has not waffled on the abortion issue as every other Republican candidate has. He has faced tremendous opposition with dignity. He is optimistic. He values the traditions that have kept us free. He understands that monopolies are bad things. He understands the differences between individual and governmental responsibility. He understands inflation is not just the prices going up, but rather the value of the money going down.
Down.
You will feel
down,
good.
Down, down.
You will feel good about your vote for a change. You will know you have done the right thing. For the first time in a long time, we will not be voting for the least worst. And you will help undo the damage done to our country over the last several decades. And for the 101st reason why you should vote for Ron Paul, he's the last hope for a free nation.
There you go.
And
boom.
I got that all that in. Point. I got that all in before the break. We'll have to take that break now. We'll be back. Short side of cash flow. Right after this, James Martinez, John Statmiller.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
squeeze in another call here. John from Georgia. Hello, John.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. There's a small town in Georgia, in southern Georgia, that I frequent periodically. It's called Moultrie. And they actually have their own Moultrie dollars. And what you could do is you can go in and trade your Federal Reserve notes in for Moultrie dollars and spend them locally.
Really?
Yep. I just found this out like last week. And so I'm going to actually go there to the city hall and find out who's exactly, you know, organizing this whole thing and put together a little white paper so other small towns could, you know, do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and find out what the Secret Service says about it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You saw what they had to say about Liberty Dollar.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that is so you check yourself before maybe you wreck yourself, because that should never have happened, ever.
But the one, the one thing they can't control is barter.
Yep. And that's kind
right.
of that's what they're kind of doing with these Colquitt dollars. What they're doing is you trade it in, you're bartering one piece of paper for, you know, just like you would with a Federal Reserve note, but instead it's just not a Federal Reserve note. So
right.
I haven't seen one of these yet, so I'm curious to get one. I'm probably going to do it tomorrow morning, but, I mean, it's a great way to go as far as small towns go, because it's an easy place to start and
yeah.
work out the mechanics of something like that, then push mm-hmm. it into a bigger place.
Yeah, because you already know at the federal end where all this is going.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I know that.
Yeah.
And they also have have you heard about that Phoenix dollar that they have out there?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, they call it the Phoenix dollar, but it doesn't have In God We Trust or anything. It just has a big phoenix out on it, on the front of it, and it's basically a silver round, .999
mm-hmm.
silver. And it's basically the same thing as a Liberty dollar. The problem with the Liberty dollar is that it looked too much like conventional money, I think.
Right. And
they use
the designation as dollar.
Yep.
In God We Trust
yeah. and, you know, all that kind of thing. But
Phoenix is a pretty good idea. Let me see. What's the thing behind the Phoenix? Oh, yes. Rising from the ashes?
Yep.
Right.
New World Order.
Resurrection.
It's a cult symbol for, you know, it's basically reborn. Yeah, it's reborn. So,
well, John, do me a favor. When you get that information, send it over to James at GetDebtReliefNow.
GetReliefNow. Yeah.
At gmail.com when you get that.
No problem.
Yeah, we'd love to see it if you get some pictures of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll plan on doing that. And also, I sent a friend of mine who's had back surgery and is basically going to go bankrupt if not mm-hmm. doesn't get her credit cards fixed. I'm just so she's sending you an email sometime after Thanksgiving, I think.
Good.
Great.
Yeah, so I've been telling people about you, and I got a couple people interested.
Well,
thank you so much.
So good. So yeah, I'm going to put together a little one-page website, and I'll email you the link.
Okay.
And you guys can take a look at it, because you know, I think I was talking to one person about it, and they said they get about, you know, they're only getting about $100 of that a week, but that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this
mm-hmm.
is a small town of like, I'd say just a few thousand.
Well,
know,
what was that other town in Georgia where they required everybody to be armed?
Kennesaw.
Yeah, what was that?
Kennesaw, Georgia, about, 15, 20 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, they passed a city ordinance that everybody had to own firearms.
Yep.
And it's the lowest crime rate of any place in the country. Go figure.
Yep. I'll tell you where I live out in the middle of nowhere.
It works.
Yeah.
Yep. Everywhere. Like, you go down my street right now because of hunting, you see people riding their little ATVs with their rifles on. And Georgia's gun laws, I mean, you can
most polite people in the world.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true. You don't have much theft where I am, because, you know, the house you go into, the guy's packing.
Yeah, those shots that you hear up in them narrow hills. The county sheriff never investigates. Hey, John, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, send that information over to us. Here's the number, folks. Give James a call. Get rid of the credit card stuff. Get your life back. 877-331-0626. Or if you would just like to get a hold of him by email, he will respond to that promptly. Give you a call back. Give your phone number and your full name, please. Get debt relief now. @gmail.com. James.
Right on. All right.
We got
be
through
talking
Monday.
To you shortly.
We got
all
through
right,
Monday.
All right, man.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you shortly.
Okay, sir.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.